It's Fish at 6, and away we go. I'm Mike Fisher, your trusted Fish reporter. This is the Fish Bowl. Spent the day at the Star. Top 10 takes on the Cowboys and the NFL. These are not hot, incendiary takes. These are simply fact-based opinions and thoughts. Get in, get on, be good, and bring yours as well. Please do hit the like button over the course of the evening, and would you please subscribe to what we do here in addition to living and breathing CowboysCountry.com, and away we go. Dak Prescott, destroyer. Destroyer of defenses? Yeah, sometimes. Destroyer of incredibly beautiful mansions. Dak Prescott, a couple years ago, bought a property a couple miles north of the Star in Frisco. You may have seen it or seen pictures of it. There's video of it, and he's done a couple of interviews. And I mean, there's a pond, a fishing hole in the back, and there's a football field that he put in, and there's a little mini golf course, and then there's the house. It's, yes, Steve from Texas, you're right. It's a little bit bigger than Marsha's mansion. It's about 9,000 square feet. And he's tearing it down? Diddly diddly dink, what? Dude Perfect, locally based, trick shot, fun guys. They were like on the scene and part of it. And that made me think, okay, now this is just some sort of a AI hoax, right? But apparently not. They're tearing down part of the mansion or the whole mansion and putting up his dream house that's going to be nicer than his dream house. Yeah, and Marsha suggests, you know, maybe he looked around at other property and just said, this is my property. This is what I like. But we want another house. I would suggest that having been married more than once, that there is some odds that would have, hey, sugar, come here, that would have Sarah Jane say, you know, honey, Mediterranean's nice, but that's got to be in play somewhere. Sugar, we need you. She really does have a keen opinion. DB Cooper, Uncle Fish Premium, and he's not even married. I know, which is one of the points that Marsha likes to make. She wants Dak. She thinks it's only fair that Dak puts a ring on it. Bottom line, why is he tearing down, and I think it was priced at $3 million. You know, it's a $5 million house, $3 million. Why is he tearing down a $3 or $4 or $5 million house? Because he makes $60 million a year, and so he can. That's why. That's it. Item two. Rico has announced himself as the guy, hasn't he? I made this point in our Fish Live practice report where some slappy commented, thanks for giving us Tuesday's practice news on Wednesday. Wonk, wonk. They didn't practice on Tuesday. Practice today. There's about 15 of us that are in there watching practice every day. So what do you want me to tell you? You want to get your Cowboy practice information from one of the from somebody other than the 15 people who are at practice every day? Okay. You do you. Rico, 87 yards, 27 carries, 4.3 yards per clip. That's a lot comparatively. Shadow Wolf, Uncle Fish Premium. Fish, where was the 720 Breakfast at Fishley's this morning? Well, it was supposed to be Charlotte and myself, but I pressed the wrong button. And I did get some communication from you guys saying, Fish, we need you for breakfast. And so that's my fault. It was supposed to be Charlotte for breakfast. And instead, we had a lovely time with Charlotte for late dinner last night. Jason Price, Uncle Fish Premium member for 43 months. Uncle Fish, you are the best. Bristol blows. That's not very nice. Rico also pitches in the two catches for 27 yards and the touchdown. Breakout game? McCarthy's response is, nothing about him surprises me. He's an ascending player. He said he's always been an ascending player. Okay, if he continues to be an ascending player, then he keeps this role. Is there a place for Zeke? Sure. Is there a place for Knight of the Hunter? Yes. Is there a place for Deuce? I don't know. Is there a place for Dalvin? Here's the thing. If Dowdle's going to do that, why are we spending so much tread on the tires, spinning the rubber on Dalvin? Item three, what Tesco Tolbert did in that game, and I don't have all the X and O details, but I don't think that play was drawn up exactly that way. I think there was some improvisation or some reading on the fly from Tolbert. And so there's a lot of things that went on. The defensive back hammers on his hands. He's sliding into the front corner. It's body control. He's running a route that is at least a little bit improvised on the fly in some form. And his testicles had just been crunched. So big time is what Shoddy calls it. He says that was big time. Now, Ratio, they should be running Zeke more. Ratio, they tried that. They tried that for a month. The baton has been passed. Now, is it big time enough? Item four is what Tolbert did big time enough that everybody who thinks the Cowboys should trade for a wide receiver that they've heard of will back off. Well, no. Nobody's backing off. The casuals of the Nationals are not going to back off. So the Cowboys have to trade for Devontae Adams. Listen. Jalen Tolbert and Devontae Adams, in terms of their resumes, aren't even on the same planet. So nobody would pretend that Jalen Tolbert is Devontae Adams. I don't think anybody would pretend that Big Frisky, I don't think he had 27 carries, Frisky. I think he had 20. Nobody's pretending in this building or on this show, and certainly not 72,000 fish heads in combination, nobody's pretending that Jalen Tolbert is Devontae Adams or is on a track to be one. And yet, here comes a columnist from Fox Sports saying that Dallas's position on not pursuing Devontae is, quote, ridiculous, unfathomable, and unfortunate. If only we could get 72 million people to watch this show and read CowboysCountry.com. Think how much smarter. Cowboys Nation would be. Item five, sidebar, D.B. Cooper. Tolbert just has to be himself. That's right. I mean, he doesn't have Devontae Cooper in his head, and he shouldn't, because the Cowboys don't have Devontae Adams. Because the Cowboys don't have Devontae Adams in theirs. Houston Weed, Fish is the flag sitting back there from a fallen family member. In fact, Marsha's father, the late, great Shane, as many of you know, passed away recently, and we held his service And he was in the, he was a Navy pilot, and a heroic one, as they all are. And the funeral service included three members of the Navy dressed in their whites, the playing of taps, the whole thing. So yeah, that's there for Grandpa Shane. And thank you for asking. Marsha put it there, and she's just obviously saddened by the passing. Her father was 93, but also was really lifted by the Navy ceremony. And so thank you for asking. Item five, I'm going to counter this idea that it's just unimaginable that the Cowboys wouldn't pursue Devontae Adams. If you understand blow it up remodel, it might be wrong, but it's not unfathomable. In fact, it's quite fathomable. You don't have to, guys, and this speaks for all of you who understand it, and this speaks for the people who it's going to take six more months to figure it out. Casuals and the Nationals, you don't have to like it, blow it up remodel. You don't have to agree with it. But I've spent 6 months helping people understand it. And it's not hard to understand. The very short version of this is they want to take their $25 million of this year's cap room and roll it in, carry it over to next year. So they have enough cap room to go remodel, starting out obviously with paying Micah Parsons $40 million. Now that better not be it. It better not be all they do, but they are basically, and it couldn't be clearer, they would rather sign Micah Parsons then and forever than sign Devontae Adams now on a rental. That's it. It's not complicated. Dislike it, disagree with it. But the more I hear people talking about what the Cowboys should do and how it's just unbelievable that they're not doing this, 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 and this moves, I don't know how I can help you. There are still a few of you who want to argue with me about this. Jerry Jones just said it. He just admitted it. And you're still arguing? Quit trolling me, bro. Item six. Here's a tell it like it is guy. Chase Daniel, a local kid, made good. He's played for a million years in the NFL as a backup quarterback, played for every team. He must have played for 32 teams. And he's doing a thing on FS1 now. Now, FS1 obviously is a shock jock kind of setup in many cases, but not this guy. He says Aaron Rodgers is a coach killer. And of course, we all know what's happened with the Jets and Robert Saleh. And did Aaron Rodgers, the de facto assistant general manager, fire the coach? No. Did he have a meeting with the owner before the firing in which Robert Saleh's name didn't come up? Come on, guys. Do we look stupid? Do we look that stupid? Eleven hours before I fired the coach, I had a meeting with the all-powerful quarterback, and it never came up. Here's the bottom line that Aaron Rodgers is lying about. There's a shock. He could have said, don't fire him. We're fine. We're 2-3. We're going to win this weekend against the Bills and be tied for first place in the division. What are we firing people for? Aaron could have done that. He declined to do that. He's the only guy, him and the general manager, the real general manager, are the only two guys in that whole building that had the authority to tell Woody Johnson, no, don't fire him. By the way, the hypocrisy of Aaron Rodgers. He's against certain medications. He's against Big Pharma. but he works for Woody Johnson. Hypocrisy. It just reeks of it with this guy. And what Chase Daniel is saying is, if you want to understand Coach Killer, go back to Mike McCarthy in 2018. He says, Mike McCarthy got fired because Aaron Rodgers wanted change. They bring in the new guy, was it Matt LaFleur? They changed the whole thing, and they've never, ever been as good as they were when McCarthy was there. And then he's been with Robert Saleh for a month and a half, and did he get him fired? Did he fire him? No. Did he stand up for his coach? He did not. So he contributed to Mike McCarthy's demise in Green Bay, and he contributed to the demise of this coach here. Maybe he's not a coach killer. Maybe he's a coach involuntary manslaughterer. How about that? I don't even know what that is, except that Marsha makes me watch Dateline every night. Item 7, Cowboy CeeDee Lamb licking his chops at those Lions. Last time they played, Lamb, 227 receiving yards and a touchdown against Dan Campbell's guys. And Dan Campbell doing a really good breakdown of what he is. It starts with him. He plays intelligently. They move him everywhere. He understands ball. He's crafty, body control, efficient, smooth, all that stuff. I don't know about 227 receiving yards again, but we talked going into the Steelers game, can you have some semblance of a running game that will help CeeDee Lamb go off? Can you have CeeDee Lamb go off and have that contribute to some semblance of a running game? Maybe that's what happened Sunday at AT&T. Run the ball, Uncle Fish. It's so nice to sit around, have a beer, and listen to you every night. Thanks. Thanks to you. I am not aware that there's a Jared Goff issue at all. No, not at all. Haven't seen that one. Item 8. So, St. Brown versus Jordan Lewis. And, of course, Jordan Lewis will go a little nuts with his mouth. And if he's on your team, you love it. A feisty little guy, if he's on the other team, you don't like Jordan Lewis. If he's on your team, you love it. I'm seeing some media people saying, he should have been, I knew this from the start. The media people who had never been within a million miles of the star in Frisco. I knew from the start Jordan Lewis was going to be like this. No, you didn't. Because they didn't know Jordan Lewis was going to be like this. Play this long? At his size? With the injuries? One thing he does do, and of course he stepped up against George Pickens and shut him down and then talked him down afterwards. He's kind of semi-apologized for that. But then he was also asked about all the talking he did last year against Detroit, because, of course, he's from there. So he's particularly inspired. And he's put up good numbers when he plays the Lions. And he says, I honestly don't remember what I said to St. Brown. Sometimes I just black out. I go somewhere else with it. And then just a really good J. Lou quote that shows you he's a thinking man's slot corner. But if I said anything disrespectful, comedy pause, I'd probably say it again. That's good. That's high comedy. Item 9, injury issues today. Zach gets a day of rest, Veterans Day. Kendricks, he's got a calf and a shoulder, so we can call him banged up. Marquise Bell has an illness. He should be fine. Guyton, full. Carson, full. And, of course, as we told you earlier, Deron Bland, his window opening up so he can be activated. And that is the tentative plan this weekend. Did see some comments about, hey, let's open the roof at AT&T. Let me ask you this. Daniel Ray, what about Dak's house? Yeah, that's another big house. And we covered that at the top of the show. This show lives on in infamy, so you can watch it all night long. Sugar, do you want to come offer up your theory on Dak's demolition? The drama? No, you say it. All the drama of Dak's demolition and all the drama leading up to it. And action.
Well, first of all, I don't know why there is even any drama. Why is it news? A guy's renovating his house. What's the big deal?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, well, anyway.
Okay. News hawk. we're going to leave me. I'm in charge of the news judgment around here. No, but you're in charge of your statement.
Oh, okay. Well, I just think that all the hooting and hollering that went on a month ago or however long, 6 weeks ago before he signed his contract, when there was all that rubbish.
Will he? Won't he?
Should he?
I can picture myself in another uniform.
Going, leaving town. Da, da, da. Well, if he hadn't been banking on all this money and it was just a given, he wouldn't be. You can't do this renovation thing overnight.
He didn't decide yesterday, hey, let's tear down the house.
Ago.
Right.
The plans were in the works a long time ago.
Marsha's point is, he knew he wasn't going anywhere. And the Cowboys pretty much kind of knew he wasn't going anywhere either. He also knew he was going to make in the range of $16 million. And so way before 6 weeks ago, he decided to do the demolition on the house. Meaning way before 6 weeks ago, he knew he was going to be here. Marsha, a lot of people are saying their sympathies are with you for the passing of your father as they note the flag. Yeah, that is nice. Item 10. Dan Campbell grew up in Clifton, Texas. Of course, he played here for 3 years. We got to know him a little bit. He had long hair back there. He was a different character back then. Tough guy, but more of a like a long hair motorcycle tough guy. Now he's like a drill sergeant tough guy, kind of. And a fun guy. And he's talking about the aura of the Cowboys. And he says, hey, it's no secret. You grow up in Texas. You're listening to Brad Sham. That's a nice shout out. I sent that to Brad, by the way. You're out in the middle of nowhere, listening on the radio, listening to Brad Sham. And it was just kind of special. You got the triplets. That's my teenage years, Dan Campbell says. It always had this special aura about it. Once you get in and start playing against them and coaching against them, though, that goes away pretty quick. Now, Dan Campbell's no dummy. I wonder if that's a setup. I wonder if he's telling that to his team. Yeah, there's an aura, and then we play him. And there's no aura. I wonder if he's trying to announce that to the Cowboys. Hey, listen, I grew up there. I get it. But we're going to start the game and there's no aura. I think it's really smart of Dan Campbell to try to scratch a little bit of the shiny gold off America's team. I think it's crafty and smart. And it's a game that's going to go on. I'm talking about now the mental side of this that's going to go on for the coming days. Because Dan Campbell has certainly developed an ability to express himself in a way that gets the troops rallied. Ratio, he's not a dummy. He's not the sharpest tool in the shed. I said when he became the head coach, he didn't get the job because of his high IQ, although he may very well have such a thing. But I also thought that there would be a time when his particular style would burn itself out. And we're not there yet. The Lions, 3-1. Cowboys, 3-2. And the NFC Powerhouse Showdown is coming Sunday. CowboysCountry.com is coming to you right now. Go get it. Would you please? And thank you. Fish.